Getting those adjustments in. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania.
This is Pass the Ox with your hosts, Alec Flanagan and Daniel Goodman. Edward Ruger is absent today, unfortunately.
Feeling a little under the good weather.
And it is good weather.
It is.
But Alec, where can you find our show?
You can find our show on WJRH.org. Under Pass the Ox, of course, or you can call the station at 610-330-5316. Good times.
Yeah, no, so unfortunately I missed the last show.
Yeah, Dan's back from a two-week hiatus.
Yeah, no, this is a long one.
Next week Ed's gonna be back from a two-week hiatus.
Yeah,
what is this?
And then Alec, he's the glue holding us all together.
Aren't I always? Nah, never.
Actually, no. Yeah,
I'm usually the crowbar.
Every technical issue we've had, every general problem we've relied
in life.
On. Speaking of which,
where'd he go? Dan's trying to sabotage the show by keeping the fan on in the background.
A little white noise never hurt.
It did hurt.
Did it?
Have you heard of
show me your wound.
Albinism? I learned some things about albinism.
You learned something?
I mean, kind of, not really. There are, I think, 7 different possibilities for albinism. And obviously, if one person has albinism and, say, they have a kid with another albino, doesn't mean that their child is going to have albinism, because it has to be the same type of albinism.
Okay.
Which is crazy stuff.
That's actually really weird.
Because there are so many different kinds.
So it's not just your typical dominant recessive thing. It's the,
I mean, it kind of is at the same time, but, it's kind of like flu. Maybe that's a bad thing, because it's saying people with albinism are, like, the flu. But I'm not, that's not what I'm saying. But there are so many different strains of the flu, you know? Just because you have one doesn't mean you have the other type, but they still all classify as the flu.
Okay. No, I get it.
There you go.
I got it.
Little bit of daily knowledge here.
And for Addison out there, thank you for listening in. I'm sorry for the white noise that hurt you. Because
it hurts us all.
Apparently it did. So, Addy, I'm sorry.
Would you like to share some more knowledge with us?
Some more knowledge. Ooh.
Start off.
Well, Alec, if your child, and your child in particular, relies on free or reduced price school lunches, Feeding America can help provide them with free meals this summer. Visit
free?
Feeding 100%. Absolutely free.
I hope so.
Visit feedingamerica.org/summer meals to find your local food bank for help. Once again, that's feedingamerica.org/summer meals. Together, we are Feeding America. This message is brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
That's great news.
That is great news. I love me some free lunch.
I mean, who doesn't? You know,
in economics today, we actually talked about how there is no such thing as a free lunch.
Please tell me more. That's all I know.
We graze the surface. I'll report back next week.
You better have, an 8-page report on this. Is that considered a PSA?
What? That there's no such thing as a free lunch?
Yeah.
I mean,
if we can get the Ad Council to sponsor it?
That would directly go against whatever I just PSA'd about, though. About getting a free lunch.
Maybe they'll scrap that one.
You know what?
That would be bad. Don't do that.
Yeah, no.
These are great.
No, these kids need their free lunches. Kids going hungry are never a good thing. Unless Alec, maybe you like kids going hungry. I don't know. Do you?
No. You know, I'm a simple man. I like people getting free lunches.
That's it. Like,
yeah.
Like, you hate everything else. That's the one thing you like.
Well, yeah. What else would I like?
You know, warm sunny days, a good meal. No. Only if kids are getting free lunches. It's all you care about.
Everything else is going right in the world. If there are no free lunches being given, I just can't say I'm having a good day. You feel?
I feel. 100%.
Well, would you like to play a song?
I think I would, and it's not Friday, it's a Monday, but...
Oh, that's not what we're playing.
Oh, killer.
You tried.
Ed, I can't do your sick transitions, I'm sorry.
See, I technically transitioned earlier, but I said I'm a simple man.
Ah.
Ha.
Ha. Ha. Oh, got it.
Yeah, like I said, I'm a simple man. Ha.
Ha.
Get him there one day. Wrong button.
Sick.
We're good. It's a good song.
Professionalism.
Indeed. some interesting banter going on outside.
We do. You need to
catch me outside.
Also pause that song.
It's not that. You didn't quit it.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Got him.
Your transitions are much better than Ed's. I'm sorry, Ed.
Good one.
Got him.
He'd be crying.
He'd be a mess.
More like the mess your business would be in.
Oh, yeah. Because,
don't you hate when you reference those and you're like, where is it? I gotta find it.
Yeah, you know, it was disastrous. Much like the business that you could save.
With this PSA.
With this PSA right here. Would your business survive a disaster, Alec?
No. I hate to say.
Well. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, American Red Cross, and the Ad Council. Would your business survive a disaster now?
Probably, yeah.
Probably. I was hoping for a more affirmative yes there, but
yes, hey, sir.
I think PSAs can solve all the world's issues.
Yeah, definitely. No doubt.
Like free lunches.
Yes.
Yes.
They really get the job done. There we go.
Having issues?
I'm just checking up on some things, you know. Daily news.
Anything events.
Interesting in the news happen? Not anything devastating. Let's stay away from those topics.
It's Earth Week.
It is.
Earth Day is on Saturday.
That's what those green flags are for.
Yes, it is. They aren't for Relay for Life. That's what I thought they were. But
I'd asked this question last week, and that's the answer I got, and he was wrong.
I'm sorry for miscommunicating. But yeah, no, those are for Earth Week, and there's some pretty awesome events going on outside right now. You having issues with those with the daily news?
Yeah. I feel like something big happened. Wasn't there a Star Wars?
Oh, yeah, the Star Wars trailer.
I'm not a big Star Wars. No, I wasn't talking about the trailer. They had a big event.
Well, there was this. It was like the Star Wars convention. I don't know the name for it.
Wow.
But it was like the big Star Wars thing.
Wow. Not even a Star Wars fan. Get out of here. Get out.
But yeah, The Last Jedi comes out December 15th. I'm psyched for it.
I'm not.
They also released the trailer for. Oh. Okay.
Anyway.
They also released the trailer for Star Wars Battlefront 2.
I didn't hear about that.
Ah, well, I'm not excited for that because in the launch trailer, which is supposed to be, you know, representative of the best game that they've made so far, there are visible glitches.
That's not very good.
No, it is not. And the internet took that and ran with it.
Don't they all?
When do they not?
Never. Can't say anything without people just pinning you up against the wall with it, you know?
Yeah. It's like when you hit the wall, you just hit it.
Much like American authors did.
Yeah. No, big time.
Yeah.
Couldn't agree more.
Gotta hit that play button, too.
Got it.
Mate, and the on button. And the volume. And everything else.
Sick. Hit it all. Some say if you don't go, then you won't know how to let go when you gotta let it swerve. Some say if you don't try, then you won't know how to get by. No one said it wouldn't hurt. Oh no. If I knew then what I should have known now. Up and down, jump off the deep end. Touch ground, then you dropped out, so you got a lot to learn. But I say, pick it back up, throw it on now, make it stack up, cause tonight we're gonna burn.
Just let go, let's get stoned. From the top down to the down low, down low, let's go! I say if you don't know, then you go slow. Or you don't go, don't be a no-show. Just let go, let's get stoned. From the top down to the down low, down low, let's go!
I hit that pause button that time.
Yeah. I thought...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Good old pause button.
Still trying to think of anything exciting that happened.
Well, SNL had some really good skits that that were really current. A single skit, Schroasted, Pepsi, and United all in one.
Oh, freaking Schroasted.
Perfect.
Bro.
It was perfect.
Did you actually... When did that get released? Last week? The Pepsi commercial?
Oh, no, it was longer than that. Was it maybe 2 weeks ago? Had to have been like...
I like how you said that as if it was like, yeah, it was about a few months ago, yeah. And you just go, 2 weeks? Yeah. Only double that time? Yeah.
Bump that up a week. Yeah.
Man, you were so off. I'm sorry, man.
I mean, you were... I doubled the time you were thinking of.
Okay, so that's
like,
true.
Kind of were.
But...
That's 100% like, increase.
I was going to reference Wars. And I was like, eh.
Eh.
Maybe not.
No, let's not. Let's not go there.
No food or drinks. Yep.
Yeah. Not that we.
It's current.
Apparently, the studio has an ant problem.
Only I've never seen a single ant.
I haven't seen a single ant.
I think
either.
They're making it up.
Yeah.
Like we all.
Just. They're just. Messing with us.
They're angsty.
Very angsty. You know what you can spell with angst? Ants with a G.
Gants.
Tangs.
Gantangs.
Gifts.
Got him. Well.
Resident Scrabble Master, Alec Flanagan.
Resident? What? Scrabble. Oh, okay. Yeah, I was like.
Master of words.
I thought it was like. I don't even know. Scrabble sounds like a. Like someone like almost a synonym for gibberish. If you don't think about the board game, you're scrabbling for words.
Okay, no,
I see that. The Scrabble Master. It just sounds like I can't find anything to say because I got my words all mixed up, which happens very often. So maybe that is accurate.
Odd for a radio host to have that happen.
Well, yeah, that's why I usually. I'm a secondary host.
Does that make me a tertiary host?
What?
What? Because I'd leave.
What does that mean?
You have your primary is one, secondary is two, tertiary is three.
What?
Quaternary is four.
I didn't know they existed past secondary.
You can thank biology for that one in the food web.
Secondary growth?
Shout out to all bio majors out there.
Got anything to say about...
Nope.
That was the most dainty, just barely... I don't even know. I
tried.
Scrabble master right there.
Yeah, big time.
You just schroasted yourself in the air.
To all of our minimal listeners. To the listeners out there, we appreciate you.
Yeah.
If Addison, you're still listening, we appreciate you.
You know, we probably don't have that great of a listener count. What do I know?
Fair point.
Oh, man. This is really difficult.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. God gave me a stage, a guitar, and a song. My daddy told me, son, don't you get involved in politics, religions, other people's quotes. I'll paint the picture, let me set the scene. I know when I have children, they will know what it means. And I'll pass on the things my family's given to me. Just love and understanding, positivity. We could change this whole world with a piano. Add a bass, some guitar, grab a beat, and away we go. I'm just a boy with a one-man show. No, you know. No degree, but Lord knows everybody's talking about exponential growth and the stock market crashing in their portfolios. While I'll be sitting here with a song that I wrote saying love could change the world in a moment. But what do I know? Love can change the world in a moment. Revolution's coming, it's a minute away. I saw people marching in the streets today. You know we are made up of love and hate, but both of them are balanced on a razor blade. I'll paint the picture, let me set the scene. I know I'm all for people following their dreams. Just remember life is more than fitting in your jeans. It's love and understanding, positivity. We could change this whole world with a piano. Add a bass, some guitar, grab a beat, and away we go. I'm just a boy with a one-man show. No university, no degree, but Lord knows everybody's talking about exponential growth and the stock market crashing in their portfolios. While I'll be sitting here with a song that I wrote saying love could change the world in a moment. But what do I know? Love can change the world in a moment. Let me set the scene. You know the future's in the hands of you and me. So let's all get together. We can all be free. Spread love and understanding, positivity. We could change this whole world with a piano. Add a bass, some guitar, grab a beat, and away we go. I'm just a boy with a one-man show. No university, no degree, but Lord knows everybody's talking about exponential growth and the stock market crashing in their portfolios. While I'll be sitting here with a song that I wrote saying love could change the world in a moment. But what do I know? Love can change the world in a moment. But what do I know? Love can change the world in a moment. But what do I know?
You know what else can change the world in a moment?
Free meals.
Free lunches.
Not planned. Well, that was a previous topic. So, I mean, give or take.
Somewhat. Somewhat. That was great.
Hey, WJRH likes our, they have saved our upcoming song.
Ooh, we got the nod that, from
that means
from radio.
Hopefully good. Hopefully radio I mean, friendly
some,
as
sometimes
well.
The majority is wrong. But hey.
True. Too true. Too real.
Too real.
Too real. Get away. Oh.
That was you got a PSA from the Flandy Man.
Dan, I'm going to give you a second chance.
Did I do something wrong?
Yeah.
What did I do?
This is your first chance for a second chance because I haven't given you one before.
Oh.
Your free info. Well, four. I'm terrible at these. For free info about GED test prep classes, call 1-877-38- your GED or visit yourged.org and begin your brighter future. This one's really short.
That is really short.
And they only have two versions of it, so it takes up like a third of a page.
Yeah, as opposed to the...
I think you need to give them a
the cutting first chance. One.
First chance for a second chance to print another page of these. Got them.
Got them.
Oh, by the way, in case you were unsure, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania.
This is Pass the Ox with your hosts, Alec Flanagan and Daniel Goodman. Edward Ruger is absent.
You can visit the website at wjrh.org or you can call the station at 610-330-5316.
It's still a really nice day outside. Seen a lot of people walk by the station.
I'm just waiting for it to like start hailing or something.
Yesterday?
Yesterday. It was freaking crazy.
Out of nowhere, just boom, downpour.
It was like 80, 20 minutes. 82 something. And then I was like, oh man, it's looking pretty nice out. And then I go look at my window for a second, and it looks terrible out. And I'm like, oh man, it's probably going to start raining. As soon as I say that, it just goes, and it just starts raining. I'm like, gotta close my window.
Do you watch Family Guy?
No. It's raining sideways. I know that reference, though.
It gon' rain.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
Oh, man.
It's raining sideways is from, from Family Guy, though, right?
Couldn't tell you. I don't watch Family Guy.
Wow. Wow. Wait, act like you watch Family Guy.
Look it up. Just type in it gon' rain.
It gon' rain. Gon' rain.
It gon' rain.
Oh, gosh. That's great for the audience at home. You should look it up. It's pretty good. Just picture, it's just littered in the same thing.
We expect
it's
you
raining
to.
It's raining sideways. See, that's what I was talking about.
Okay, now I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Good times.
Good stuff. Family Guy, it's still going, but I, you know, personally, I like American Dad better.
I've started watching American Dad
a little bit.
Whenever I see it, I mean, I don't go out of my way by any means to watch any type of TV unless I, like, watch it on, like, Amazon or something. I don't watch live TV. I'm too mainstream for that kind of thing these days.
You're too mainstream to watch the television meant for the mainstream?
Yes. That's how mainstream I am.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works these days.
You're, like, the center of the mainstream, which is still the mainstream.
They call them waxsters.
Waxsters.
Yep.
More like...
It's like hipsters.
Lame. Got him.
Wow. The amount of effort that went into that. We're like, no. Got him.
Got him.
You know, I don't really know what it means. But if I were to come up with a definition, I would say that you have a silver tongue when you say things like that. Because I feel like silver would hurt if someone had it, like a silver tongue and they like lashed out, you know?
Ooh, I like it.
That would kind of hurt.
It's like sharp tongue, but
yeah,
but silver.
Silver.
It'd be super effective against werewolves.
I'd hope so.
Sick.
Just departed. Taste of mezcal on my breath. Let me get this off your chest. Open my mouth, all the gems falling out. Make you lose control.
was Silver Tongue by Young the Giant.
Good stuff.
Good stuff indeed.
Stuff. I don't really listen to Young the Giant.
I like them. They're not bad. Pretty good.
If you didn't like them, I don't think you would have played the song.
Say their songs are worth a tongue of silver.
I don't know how much that equates to.
Me either.
It's not really a standard measurement.
I don't really think that makes it worth too much.
It's like the good old foot back in the day for measuring things. You know the story behind that, right?
A value of someone's foot. Oh, I'm like, oh my gosh. What?
No, you know,
I'll give you 3 feet for that bag of flour right there.
It's a 3 foot bag right there.
It's the price of what? Crazy stuff.
Crazy. Hey, you know, one of those was big events that you've been talking about. The Boston Marathon's today.
That's cool.
That clearly means less to you than it does to me.
I mean, yeah, no, it's never been a big event.
That thing, yeah. Oh, okay, cool.
You know, the one time I've actually heard something about it was not when it was anything good. I don't mean that badly. I just mean...
You're talking about the bombing. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's why I was like, oh.
Oh. Well.
Oh.
Well, granted, that was a terrible thing.
Yes.
There's a whole lot of good that came from it. I mean, like, Boston's stronger, honestly.
That's good.
That's the whole motto.
It's a good thing.
Proud to call myself a Bostonian.
Bostonian? It sounds like you're from, like, the Bronze Age or something.
What?
The Bronze Smithsonian. Age. Bostonian.
Night at the Smithsonian? Or like night at the
Bostonian? Got him.
Also not scripted.
God, I hate totally was.
I hate us sometimes.
Nah.
Never.
Why is this freaking napkin on the floor? Who does this?
People that want ants in the studio. Clearly.
Maybe ants like paper and you just leave them paper for them. That's why there's ants.
Yeah. And they're switching.
Not because of Dorito crumbs people would be leaving.
Got it.
For the audience unaware, Dan attempted to throw paper on the floor.
I did not throw paper. I was acquiring a required PSA, which keeps us running. Thank you very much. And caught it when it fell.
You could say they...
Good day to you, sir.
You could say they run the marathon. They run our marathon.
Nope.
They keep us running. That was a good one. Wow. Okay, go on. End it.
End it. Put me out of my misery.
Yes.
Well, Alec.
Yes.
You know that you should use different cutting boards so that the bacteria and raw meats and seafood and their juices
doesn't
touch prep surfaces for other foods like veggies. Roughly 3,000 Americans will die from food poisoning this year. But you can keep your family safer by separating raw meats and seafood from other foods. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
That one was scripted. Because almost all of them are from the Ad Council. 100%. And it says it on the paper, so that is scripted, literally.
No, we memorized all the PSAs.
I wish. I feel so cool.
It's my goal in life.
I just want to be able to, like, cite one out of nowhere.
In casual conversation, just be like, yeah, you know, roughly 3,000 Americans die from food poisoning.
Can your business survive a disaster? I can do, like, what are they? Like, the clenchers, is that what they're called? Like the phrases that draw you in. Okay, the clenchers are the endings.
The hook.
Yeah.
Is what you're looking for.
Yeah, but a clencher is the same thing, but at the end.
Sure.
No, it is.
Okay, I'm agreeing with you.
I'm 118% positive, okay?
It's very specific okay, Dan. To be positive for.
Okay, just get off my back.
Okay, fine. This is disastrous.
Like my business. Thanks to Dan.
All because of this. I'm sending us under.
Wow.
There's not a whole lot of love going around here. I'm sorry.
Or love.
Love.
Or love. or any of it. None. None at all. Maybe someday.
Zero. No, never.
Okay.
Well, maybe I am a crook for stealing your heart away. Yeah, maybe I am a crook for not caring for it. Yeah, maybe I'm a bad, 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 bad person. Well, baby, I know. And these fingertips will never run through your skin. And those bright blue eyes can only meet mine across a room filled with people that are less important than you. Oh, 'cause you love, love, love when you know I can't love. When you know I can't love you, love, love, love. When you know I can't love you. Both forget before we dwell on it. The way you held me so tight all through the night till it was near morning. 'Cause you
got plenty of love to spread around after that song.
Yeah, and after, you know, while that song was playing, we made amends. We're in a better place now.
That's what he thinks.
Don't tell him. Oh, backstabber.
Oh, you can hear that?
What? No.
Wow.
See it on your face.
Peter lied to me. He said if you whisper really quietly into the mic that no one can hear you.
Chief engineer. Head of engineering for WJRH. Mm. Apparently not a trustworthy source.
Nope.
For all your whispering needs. Also for all your dusting needs.
Yeah, please. Somebody,
somebody please just come in and dust the studio. Just
bring an air compressor. Just, that would probably be really bad.
That would be. That'd absolutely mess with some of the tech.
It depends. If you have a filter on it, it's good. I read about this too. Because people use air compressors to blow out computers. And so it can be, it's not always 100% effective because you can still have oil that can come out in the air in an air compressor because of the machine. And so you have to be really careful about filtering it or else you just, you know, blast oil onto your computer. So that's not cool.
That's not good.
And then there's also moisture that can come from it. But Most of that can be reduced from filtering properly, but not all. Mm. So in that case, that's why I got compressed air in a can rather than buying an air compressor as a college student. Yeah.
You know what else can be reduced?
Electricity costs.
Lunch.
And lunch.
The price of lunch.
Man, I'm hitting like a massive crash right now.
Yeah, I haven't eaten since...
I got 5 hours of sleep last night.
Oh, I was talking about like, I'm hungry.
I was talking about like, I'm really tired. And I've had 4 cups of coffee today.
Ah, yeah, you're really in the down low.
I was trying to like power through coffee and it's just like... I just powered straight off an edge. Now I'm sinking.
It's like the cartoons when you run off a cliff and you don't fall until you look at the camera.
And yeah, you're just standing there. And it's like, and it's oh, like, look at this ominous camera. It's over to my right. And just like a Wile E. Coyote, right?
Yep.
Is that what you were thinking of?
Yep.
Classic.
Holds up a sign. It's like,
or
oops.
Tom.
Yep.
Tom and Jerry. Jerry, I don't know if that happens as often.
Not as often, but no, it happens. It's classic slapstick.
Jerry's just the mischievous guy.
Big time.
You ever meet anybody mischievous? You're like, you know, this guy kind of reminds me of Jerry. That's definitely the first thing that pops in my head every single
time. All mischievous people are named Jerry. Little known fact.
Yeah. Like, I'm pretty sure it's against the law. If you know your child's ever going to be mischievous, you have to name him Jerry, or like,
not Jared, not James. Gotta be Jerry.
Yeah, and not with a G either.
No,
it's gotta be a J.
That's Gary, but they misheard him and on the birth certificate wrote Jerry with a G.
Oh gosh. Okay, well,
speaking of mischief, right now nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. In many places it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. That was aggressive. I'm sorry.
Save me.
I urge everyone to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through.
Shove them off the edge of motivation.
So they crash and burn.
Into a big old pile of motivation.
Bingo. Do your part by going to boostup.org and giving a student the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Gotta love them.
Gotta love them. Big time.
I don't know who, but you know you do.
Just them. The Ad Council.
I'm just gonna like take a quick nap.
Quick nap?
Yeah.
All right.
You got this?
Yeah, I got this. So
okay.
Transition to Riptide. Yeah. Sick.
Segways are cool.
Yep. Segways are cool. Bo Burnham.
Bo Burnham indeed. I was scared of dentists and the dark. I was scared of pretty girls and starting conversations. All my friends are turning green. Yeah, the magician's assistant. Thank you.
I swear she's destined for the screen. Closest thing to Michelle Pfeiffer that you've ever seen. Oh, lady, running down to the riptide, taking her way to the dark side. I wanna be your left hand man. I love you when you're singing that song.
Saying all of those words wrong. I didn't know a single one.
So how about bongos?
How about bongos?
We had a riveting discussion about the difference between bongos and congas.
Because in the middle of the song, you hear the... and it, but it's like really high-pitched. So I think it technically may have been bongos.
It was a percussion instrument.
But I wanted to show off my knowledge of other bongo-like drums.
Which you then proceeded to misspell.
I said congos.
And mispronounce. So, in reality, you weren't even thinking of it anything.
You meant
like the Democratic Republic.
I was
Republic.
Like 15% wrong. I was still 85.
That's a hefty margin to be wrong.
That's a solid B average. I will take that.
Calculate the p-value.
It's a 3.0. Statistic. I can get some good internships with a 3.0 on my conga knowledge. Okay?
Go work in a conga shop.
No, I'll pass.
Where else would you... What? What else would you do with conga knowledge?
Interpretive dance.
All right, interpretive dance then.
With congas.
With congas.
Duh.
Coming to you, Williams Arts Center.
This guy.
April 30th.
Interpretive, Alex Flanagan. Interpretive congas, starring Alex Flanagan. See it here first. You heard about it here first, that's for sure.
Heard about it here on...
Oh, wait, I have to start from the You Are Listening, because this is Do Not Alter. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania.
And you heard that on Pass the Ox with your hosts, Alec Flanagan, Daniel Goodman, and the absent Ed Ruger.
You can visit our website at WJRH.org or call the station at 610-330-5316.
I got that last letter.
I didn't even look at it. I haven't looked at it since the last time I said it.
Say again. Where can you find us?
61 where? You mean how can you call us?
Yeah.
610-330-5316. Is that right? Is that not right?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, you are correct, sir.
You are
correct. Congratulations.
You just won.
I choked there, so I couldn't like actually be powerful. I was trying to go with like congratulations.
Like the overly excited game show host.
Yeah.
Like, who wins nothing but gets excited for other people.
That's Price is Right.
Oh, true.
Wow. Wow. Lack of knowledge of game shows.
I couldn't tell. Yeah, no. Where could I go with good game show knowledge?
Game show hosts.
That's it.
Hey, the guy who played Carlton in...
Fresh Prince?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was a game show host after that. It was Catch 21 on GSN.
You know, if he played and hosted, that'd be real Catch 22. Got him.
It's actually not a transition as cheesy as that sounded. Dan's flying too close to the sun with these jokes.
Yeah, real close.
Such that... Icarus.
Almost like Icarus.
Yeah.
Yeah, my wings are going to fall off, man.
Yeah, don't do that.
makes their own bed, lies right down within it. And what will you have left? Out on the front doorstep, drinking from a paper cup, you won't remember. Grace, it scares me half to death. Look out to the future, but it tells you nothing, so take another breath. Your hands protect the flames from the wild winds around you. Icarus is flying too close to the sun. Icarus is life, it is all when you leave. You leave because you're certain of who you want to be. You're putting up your armor when you leave, and you leave because you're certain of who you want to be.
It was actually a good fade and transition overall.
Perfect.
I would not call it perfect. Actually, I would. What up?
Schmeh.
What up?
Schmeh, 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 schmeh.
What up?
What up?
Your earlier what up was like...
What up? It was very dainty.
That's dangerous.
Dangerous.
Would you like to, go ahead and close us off on the last song, since we only have 2 minutes left. We don't really have...
I don't have anything for this song transition. Do you?
Oh. That was the song transition.
Oh, got it. The radio host.
Hope you enjoyed the show. Come back next week.
Come back next week. Hopefully. Everyone will be dead.
And hopefully,
bars.
Everybody will be here.
Next week, Alec isn't here.
Wow.
Big shocker.
Okay.
All right. Wow. Take it easy, everybody.
Yeah, I knew that you saw me. You laughed when I looked back. I thought I'd given up. Now it didn't feel so bad. Do you wanna get understood?
someone to stop the madness heat. Cause it's late in October and tar still melting the street.